This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are raising eyebrows after they were seen in an SUV together heading toward the airport in Montana. The Let's Get Loud singer sat in the passenger seat while the Argo star took the wheel. Upon landing in L.A. by a private jet, Lopez was seen holding Affleck's hand as she led him to another SUV. What's going on here? Sebastian Stan will star as Tommy Lee in the upcoming limited series Pam and Tommy, along with Lily James as Pamela Anderson, in the true story behind the release of the first ever viral video in history, their sex tape. The homemade video was released in 1997 and made $77 million in less than a year. And the electrician who stole it? He didn't make one penny. Adam Sandler returned to IHOP to surprise the hostess who didn't recognize him in a viral TikTok. It was Milkshake Monday, a charity event that was inspired by the actor's tweet. "I only left the IHOP because the nice woman told me the all-you-can-eat deal didn't apply to milkshakes," he had written. The money raised went to the comedy community there with mental health support. Nice. Actress Jessica Alba, 40, was spotted partying the night away at Miami Mega Club 11 just days after her Honest company was valued at nearly $2 billion in its market debut. Alba, along with husband Cash Warren, looked stunning and was so sweet to everyone around her. Can you believe her husband's name is Cash, too? Sheesh. ABC announced Grey's Anatomy Season 18 is officially a go, meaning Meredith Grey won't be saying goodbye. Yet. Star Ellen Pompeo wanted to ink a new deal before committing. Writers were preparing a Season 17 finale that could have doubled as the series end, but that's not going to happen now. Despite Grey's Anatomy starting to sag. Literally. Amy Winehouse's parents will auction some of her clothes ahead of the 10-year anniversary of the singer's death in July to raise money for charity. The listing will include the iconic outfit Amy wore to the 2007 Brit Awards, a bright yellow preen mini dress, and a heart-shaped leather Moschino bag. Surprising that her dad won't profit from this. A-hole. Tawny Kitaen, known for her role in Bachelor Party starring Tom Hanks and her roles in rock music videos like Here I Go Again by Whitesnake, has died. She was 59. Her TV credits included co-host of America's Funniest People, The Surreal Life, and Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, in which she revealed her struggle with substance abuse. R.I.P. Amazon's The Lord of the Rings will cost $1 billion to produce, with the first season alone costing $465 million. The price tag was revealed in official documents filed in New Zealand, where the show will be filmed. New Zealand's Minister for Economic Development and Tourism said, quote, "It will be the largest television series ever made," unquote. Ka-ching. Two of the biggest female-fronted rock groups are hitting the road together. Evanescence and Hailstorm are joining forces and playing arenas across the U.S. this fall. The joint track will begin on November 5th at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Portland, Oregon, and make its way to the East Coast. The tour will come to an end on December 18th. What could go wrong with a bunch of women in a tour bus?
Idiot of the Week!
The Hollywood sign was vandalized with an image of a dairy cow over the first O. Three people have been arrested in connection to LA band Junior Varsity, which just released its debut single featuring a dairy cow on the cover art. Back in February, model Julia Rose was also arrested for altering the sign to read, "Holly Boob." Idiots! Ellen DeGeneres announced that her talk show was coming to an end after nearly two decades on the air. News of her departure comes a year after staffers on The Ellen DeGeneres Show reported a toxic work environment on set, prompting a televised apology from her and a shift in public perception toward the comedy icon. Her slogan is, "Be kind to one another," which she wasn't. Comedian John Mulaney and his artist wife of 6 years, Anna Marie Tendler, are divorcing. Mulaney, who checked himself into rehab late last year, asked for a divorce from Tendler 3 months ago. In December, the Big Mouth star entered a rehab facility in Pennsylvania for 60 days for treatment for cocaine and alcohol addiction. Time to put that funny bone somewhere else. This Is Us will come to an end in 2022. Season 5 of the series is currently airing, with Season 6 set to begin shooting this summer. The team behind the show has previously said they plan to wrap the show up with its 6th outing, and they stayed true to their word. This Is Us was number 1 in the ratings last week. Will they change the name in Season 6 to This Is Over? Parks and Recreation actress Aubrey Plaza has married her longtime boyfriend, director and screenwriter Jeff Baena. Plaza and Baena have been a couple for a decade. She's appeared in two of his films, 2014's Life After Beth and 2017's The Little Hours, and is slated to appear in his forthcoming Spin Me Round, which they did a lot during their honeymoon. Sorry. The Trash Bin. Pop Smoke was killed last February in a Los Angeles rental home by a 15-year-old who was part of a group trying to steal the 20-year-old rapper's diamond-studded Rolex. The teenager, who's the youngest member of the group of four suspects who are being prosecuted in the murder and robbery case, confirmed he had shot Pop Smoke and sold the watch for just $2,000. Loser. The news wrap-up. Attorneys general in numerous states have asked Mark Zuckerberg to abandon plans to launch an Instagram for kids. Ford Motor Company announced an all-electric pickup truck called the Lightning. Roku revenue increased 19% with advertisers increasingly moving their money into streaming. Twitter has introduced Tip Jar, allowing users to send money to favorite tweeters, except Donald Trump.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Spiral from the Book of Saw is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Moneybagg Yo is the best-selling album with a gangster's pain.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is the top-paid app.
The number one book.
It's 21st birthday from James Patterson and Maxine Petro.
Troye Sivan is an Australian singer-songwriter, actor, and YouTuber. After gaining popularity as a singer on YouTube and in Australian talent competitions, Sivan signed with EMI Australia in 2013. Sivan has had two number one singles on the Billboard Dance Club Songs chart, My 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 and Take Yourself Home. As an actor, Sivan was in an X-Men film portraying the younger Wolverine in X-Men Origins Wolverine in 2009 and starred as the title character in the popular Spud film trilogy. As a YouTube personality, Sivan has over 7.3 million subscribers and over 1.3 billion total views. Pretty impressive, and so is his new track, which we love. Here's Troye Sivan featuring Tate McRae and Regard with the song of the week, You.
How could you ever leave me without a chance to try? How can I be sorry if I don't know the crime? I should be mad cause you never told me why. Still, I can't seem to say goodbye. Ooh, yeah. When I try to fall back, I fall back to you. When I talk to my friends, I talk about you. Yeah. When the jealousy's strong, all I see is you. Is you, is you, are you. Ooh, yeah. No, I haven't moved on, but trust me, I try. Yeah. If I give you a call, don't hang up tonight. Yeah. When the jealousy's strong, all I see is you.
That was Troy Sivan featuring Tate McRae and Regard with the song of the week, You. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.